tell you, you guys look dynamite. And, you know, I should look this dynamite, you know.
We don't feel dynamite. No.
Considering that the Blind Boys of Alabama formed 7 decades ago and have been touring for 6, it's understandable if they're feeling a little tired now and again. But one thing's for sure, with a bunch of recent Grammys and an induction into the Gospel Hall of Fame, the Blind Boys at least always sound dynamite. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. They're legends in their own right, and the Blind Boys of Alabama are definitely a group that other legends want to work with. They've toured with Tom Petty, John Fogerty, and Tom Waits, among others, and they've worked with the likes of Aaron Neville, Mavis Staples, and Ben Harper. Their latest album, Duets, takes advantage of their rich fan base in the music world and their skills at collaboration. They've put together a bunch of tracks that feature some people who have very busy schedules, like Lou Reed, Bonnie Raitt, and Susan Tedeschi. The Blind Boys recently all piled into FUV Studio A to talk with Darren DeVivo about how they decide who to work with and how people like Ben Harper make the cut.
You can't work with everybody, I would imagine, who wants you there. How do you go about deciding who you have to diplomatically say no to and who you will work with?
Well, we try to work with as many as we can. And as you say, some, you know, we can't work with them all. But our producer has a lot to say about that. You know, he brings these guys to us, and if we like them, we do it. If we don't, we say no.
Mm-hmm. And one of the musicians that you took under your wing to an extent was Ben Harper. You recorded an entire album with Ben some years ago.
Yeah, Ben is a good friend of ours. We met Ben some time ago, and he took a liking to the Blind Boys. The Blind Boys took a liking to him. And consequently, we went in the studio one day and made a record.
The whole album, which was called There Will Be a Light. And one of the songs from that album is on Duets, this new Blind Boys of Alabama.
Take my hand.
Way down deep inside, I'm going to take my hand and let me guide you. Take my hand, you're alone. Take my hand.
Jimmy, I'm going to ask you the next question, because you were there back at the beginning years ago when it all started at the what was it, the Alabama Institute
for the Blind in Talladega, Alabama, yeah.
How did the, it was a quartet, right? It was at the beginning? Was
well,
it
what it was, you know, this school was funded by the state of Alabama. And all of the blind children came up there to get an education. So that's how the Blind Boys got started. We met up there, and we started singing in a mixed choir. We left the choir and went to a male chorus. And we left the male chorus and went to a quartet. Back then it was called a glee club. But it was a quartet, and that was way back in 39. So...
Wow.
The Blind Boys, but see, the Blind Boys didn't hit the road now until 1944. June the 10th.
Wow, you remember? Wow. Where? Yeah. Do you remember where?
I'm in Birmingham, Alabama.
<All right.
laughs> Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. But now
That's the Blind Boys of Alabama, live, and their version of Amazing Grace. Their new album is Duets. Thanks to producer Andrew Hirschman. You can hear more from the Blind Boys of Alabama online anytime at WFUV.org.